do explorations for oil, gas, gold, diamonds, which have got to be there because of the volcanic nature of this. And that's the spin from the ARCO deal with China. And I'm sure you know yourself, the Chinese come into the Philippines in a very, very big way, but they're smart people. They always operate behind the scenes.
I have a friend who was telling me some time ago that for some reasons, there's tons of elementals in the Philippines who are in a way trying to protect the country from being exploited by the so-called foreigners of these resources, because the time shall come when this country shall rise up from its misery and all that stuff. Can you dwell on this at all as to the veracity of this?
Yes, I hear what you're asking. A lot of ones through the historical mythology have come upon what is written about as the treasure of El Dorado. And there's all sorts of speculation. Was it in Peru? Was it in Brazil? Was it in Central America? Is it in Arizona? Is it in Tehachapi, California?
That's right.
Through every cycle, when you have a civilization that is lost, it is always going to be, if the planet itself is not destroyed, there will be a shifting on the poles. Many places that are above the water will obviously be beneath. And in the process of healing and rebuilding, Mother is continually alert and awake and rebuilding from inside this oven, this living mechanism, this fire pit, whatever you want to call it. Only it is in the circulation system of Mother, because in the heart of Mother is another dwelling place that I'm not going to talk about now because it isn't applicable to the subject in point. With the destruction of civilization goes down with this civilization great wealth, which is intentionally guarded, if you will, and put into safety against the day of need for reclamation. And there will always be the ones who come at the right time, and it's not mystical. They usually won't fly in on silver space wings. Sometimes that happens and the guardians are brought. But most often the guardians will simply be birthed into that space and come into recognition of what their purpose is. Now, how will you know? If you looked at two piles of gold, how would you know? Always man has reached the point in evolution, and this is why I will tell you now that what they are calling Atlantis is not. The city being unearthed now, called Atlantis, is not. But it would fit on any street in the United States. They have flush toilets. They cannot find the source of their electricity, but they have lighting, obviously. It is the city below that level that they better be looking for, because it is more advanced technologically than are you. So know that every time a civilization outgrows its technological ability to handle what you have created in balance, in harmony, destruction comes. You reap it. You bring it on itself. But How can you know? You can look at it. You can look at it. It may even bear the mark of the human. Because obviously there was experiencing humans. But you're going to find something in every instance that is beyond your explanation. In the Philippines, mark my words, and I'm going to get some confirmations, I already hear it ringing. Within one of these hills is like a pyramid filled with gold. But it is like the pyramid is turned inside out, and the walls are so polished that there is no way man of today could have done it. Now you have facilities on your place right now under this town where you can tunnel with machinery bigger than a house. And as it tunnels, it reduces all of that dirt into molten polymer and lines. It will bubble up out here in Mojave Desert. But I am talking about marble polished to gemstone quality. And it houses that gold. And yes, there are ones who tend it. And yes, there are ones in charge of it. And these are going to be the most humble ones you will ever run into, awaiting the proof that the time is right for the sharing. Because great responsibility is placed, whether they consciously know it or do not know it. They are waiting for the sign that says they know what I am supposed to know. And there's no way if they were not real. You see, I can confront ones like Brother Philip, who claims to have the keys to the treasure of El Dorado. And I say, it's time, brother. Let's put up or shut up. And let me tell you, he denounces God and shuts up. That is not what you're going to find in the Philippines, my friends. A portion of that wealth to rebuild civilization resides there. Will you be worthy of it? Will you have capability of reclaiming and using it? The way you're headed, it doesn't look like you're going to need it. What value could it be? May as well remain at the bottom. But if your civilization shows desire to rebirth itself, those things will come. And the things that you need to provide wherewithal to pass through this time, this passage, your enemy is not going to give it to you willingly, although your enemy will do more for you than you understand, because he's greedy. And if you bring him a good project, he will give you the money. So let us not be foolish. You are humans in a human environment. And if you want to make this transition, you will do it right. That means you will protect what you have. And it takes a while for ones to trust us. And I'm not throwing stones at anyone out there. Dharma has more trouble than any of you. Because she writes it, she says, oh, what if I am wrong? Well, you don't know whether or not you're wrong until it's proven. But I think you're getting proof that to go into irrevocable trust is not your answer. When they get ready to take your money, they come and take it. Getting de-citizenized isn't your answer. So you may as well go with a corporation, like Hatton said, in Nevada, where you will have privacy and sovereignty. Because you stick around with Hatton, and you're going to find that those corporations are sovereign. Can they get at you? Yes. But not so readily if you keep your mouth shut and you stay small. Put your ego over here and call your company something beside your name, or label it your enemy's name. Let them get him. Who do you want to get rid of? Set up a corporation in his name and spread it around. I knew that Desiree would have the answer.
Excuse me.
Yes.
One more thing. What is the significance of this giant crystal ball that I see here in Tehachapi? It's located somewhere in a very, very tall mountain, close to a very flat belt mountain. When I was going around here one time, I saw it. It's
well,
very huge.
You're unique, yes. It's a navigation.
What is that for?
It's communication, navigation. If you saw the whole of it, and I'm not going to have him because he's also done some investigation, and he's curious about what it is. But you see, many of you have traveled this way before, and that's why you pulled back here. That crystal is over 2 miles in diameter. It's like a flower. It's magnificent. It is beyond beauty of anything that any of you can even touch in your minds. And yet it's alive. And it is literally the communications navigation center, the heartbeat of this planet. And therefore of this corner, this segment of your universe. And yes, it is. And it resides right under where these ones live. And not many ones are able to live on that area, except on the fringes. You'll find most of the area of that crystal pretty barren. And you will also find, if you look, that tunnels have been dug right to it. They know better than to touch it. And one reason that you will find many of the beam thrust against you are simply diverted. They just don't get through to this area because there is no intention of allowing you in your primitive games to damage that crystal. We have separated it from the mountain. It sits in a plasmic cradle. And if we need to, we lift it right out. And how fortunate for you ones who sit on it. We're going to lift like 6 miles out if we have to. We've got a 26-mile shield around here. And it's not like a perfect circle. It takes in all of the things that we will need, including Edwards Air Force Base. That one comes and goes because there are a lot of things they do out there we don't really approve of. And we watch. They know we watch. The cosmospheres, there are three stationed there all the time observing. And they keep trying to launch off warheads and things that are no-nos out here in space. And they blow up their pads and they do all sorts of things. And they go out there and they rebuild them all. They're doing that now. And then they
Russian satellites.
Oh yes. Yes. Shoot down a few Russian satellites.
Commander, may I speak a little bit about the Tehachapi Mountains, or can I get you to speak a little bit of the Tehachapi Mountains?
Well, let's see what you know.
All right. But there has been a temple on one of the mountains at about an elevation of 6,000 feet.
Is that a question for me?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think there might have been? And what kind of, what do you mean by temple?
Or a building. My daughter has had dreams about there being a temple there, and we have hiked up to that mountain. And I find a large piece, like about a foot by foot, maybe 2 feet. And there's more than one piece. It looks, it's cruder than cement, but it is cemented together with some kind, and it looks like it has been man-made but ancient. Is that possible?
Oh yes, you have. Honor your natives. Honor the ones with the oral traditions, because that's the only historical record that you actually have. All man-made documents have been tampered with.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always. So the only truth that you have is that which you hold in your mind from past experiences. That which you have seen as you've traveled. And something will trigger that memory. Many things you have that through your perception of time, through this sequence of evolvement, simply continue to grow. Just because civilizations die does not mean the crystal dies, for instance. And what may have started as a mile is now almost three. This type of thing is what I'm talking about. Don't get hung up on these things, because all of you have experienced before. And I cannot answer you, was there a temple there? Of course there were buildings there. And some of the most precious of all sacred artifacts are in this area. And the Indians knew it. You see, in this area, you're going to look up, and if you look up historical data of this area, and I'm not even going to bother to look it up for you. Dharma doesn't know about it. I'm not going to pain her with it. But you're going to find that the ones in this valley call themselves humans. Now that means something. Of course they had a different name, and I'm not even going to deal with that. They have grown now into integration with the Shoshones, etc. But God called his people human. So you ones who came to this country or went to Australia and did not even consider this elite 300, let me tell you. The origins of that committee of 300 came to these nations and pronounced those beings to be non-human and set out to destroy them. They are the humans. They have been written out of your Bible. They have been written out of your history. And you have to put up with them cluttering up your history now, because they will oversweep you like the wind when they get it all together. And they're going to get it together, my friends. They lived in balance. They knew of the importance of this place. They knew of the crystal, and you will get only hushed tones if you ask an ancient seer or a medicine man who has studied and been a receiver of this oral tradition. You will get hushed tones when he answers you, and he will avoid your answering you at all. It was to be taken from the memories of most of the travelers, even of the ancients. And they purposely began to travel around the area. It was so precious. When ones ask you about the four corners, you will answer Arizona. No. This was the four corners. This is where all the corners met, right over the top of that crystal.
I have been here before, and I know it. That's why I'm here now. I can't prove it to myself, but I know it. I don't know how I know it.
There are some things you can have faith in. George Bush is not one of them. Ones would say, oh well, I know, I have faith in that one, and I have faith in that one, and Brother Joe over at the Baptist Church, I have faith in him. Don't have faith like that in any man. Have faith in God. Distrust every man until he proves otherwise. Be wary always. Don't just be open. Please.
I had a vision of people, of multitude of people being all over the valley and into the mountains. And they were looking up into the sky, and there were people floating in the sky. They were just floating, and some of them were dropping down. And some of them had little black boxes on their back. Is there something to that?
I would suggest you read Sipa Puavasi. And let's just get our timing right.
Yeah.
It is recognized Tehachapi itself is translated as land of plenty, acorns. That was the food, the staff of life for these Indians. Clear water and much wind. And I believe that you can see from the windmills that there is a lot of wind here. And the trees as they grow. If you're in the proper placement in this valley, you don't have much wind. You're protected. But what it actually means is Tehashape. The valley, the blessed valley of radiance. And those names are protected. Those of you from Texas, you see that name, Tejas, means something. In many instances, it was stolen. But you will find many ones coming from that state because that was to be your re-entry into this experience so that you could end up here today. And you will have all sorts of uncommon coincidences. Once ask me, well, I guess you must believe and have a theory of conspiracy. Well, what do you want me to say? When you look at the conspirators and what they've done to your world. An interesting speaker said, no, I don't, I am not a theorist of conspiracy. I am a theorist of coincidence. Everything must be a big coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence. But you are led to believe it is because they can hide their dirty work and their dirty laundry behind that. Because if they can convince you it isn't real, that they didn't do it, even if you saw them do it, they've won. This is a most remarkably precious place. It is protected. It will be protected. It is even naturally protected. It is a portion of Lemuria, never having been immersed. That doesn't mean you're not going to find fossils on the mountains. You're going to have to understand what it is we're talking about. this has written out. And more than that, it will write it out again. It doesn't mean you won't shake, rattle, and some of you roll. But as the Pacific plate thrusts under the North American tectonic plate, it will thrust this area up. The northern part of the Mojave Desert will rise with it. And that kind of rising will cause great suction because of all the tunneling and the depletion and the liquefaction along the coastline will cause it to suck under as that plate comes thrusting down and up. It is exactly the way the Himalayan mountains are formed. This is what makes it such a wondrous place. But it's also why we know it will be safe, because we intend to make it so. And yet you always work from the mathematical probabilities, and then you provide for the possibilities.
Would that include the San Gabriel Mountains in terms of the upliftment during the tectonic thrust? Is that iffy?
It may, but they're going to undergo a lot of trauma. It will not be like the southern Tehachapis.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, intelligent mankind has even gone into those mountains, and where it makes a natural groove along the fault line, he puts his aqueduct. You can be guaranteed that the lifelines to the coast will be cut.
Well, it's very evident on the fault studies that I've been privileged to study.
Well, you're ones who have seen this valley as what it is. Feel blessed for that. Because others of you work in the blindness, and it must be that way. So share those visions and the knowingness with your brother.
Very beautiful valley. Those mountains are very beautiful.
Excuse me.
Please.
I'm working on a project as far as dissemination of information that I gather here. And I was wondering if this is if this is significant at all, and if you're also here when I call you. Every time I ask for confirmation on what I'm doing.
Of course. It's very hard for me to confront you in this room, in this public place, because of who you are. Please understand that I must speak through this person here, and I must protect her and you, and there are things I do not want her to know. Please.
So you're saying that my project is quite...
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You've got it. And we will not disappoint you.
Thank you.
Anybody else dare before I leave?
Dare.
No, I just want to thank you 100,000 times and more.
I'll count.
I know, I'm like a broken record, and because I know it's a very great privilege to have studied what I have studied and the information that I have been privileged to know, and it's scary sometimes, but I never regret it. And if it wasn't because the brothers have kicked my ass and sent all the time, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be what I am today. So.
If you didn't have those experiences, you couldn't be what you are today. And I receive, on behalf of the comrades who've come to serve you and look after you, you're the other half of the crew. And I come through, I realize, with further knowledge, I was brighter than you. I stopped off where it was more comfortable than you.
Yeah.
That proves to you that I am brighter.
Well, it's nice to hear I told you so. Okay, maybe many times people or myself rant and rave about and complain and throw our tantrums.
Do explorations for oil, gas, gold, diamonds, which have got to be there because of the volcanic nature of
it.
And that's the spin from the ARCO deal with China. And I'm sure you know yourself, the Chinese come into the Philippines in a very, very big way. But they're smart people. They always operate behind the scenes.
I have a friend who was telling me some time ago that for some reasons, There's tons of elementals in the Philippines who are in a way trying to protect the country from being exploited by the so-called foreigners of these resources, because the time shall come when this country shall rise up from its misery and all that stuff. Can you dwell on this at all as to the veracity of this world?
Yes, I hear what you're asking. A lot of ones through the historical mythology have come upon what is written about as the treasure of El Dorado. And there's all sorts of speculation. Was it in Peru? Was it in Brazil? Was it in Central America? Is it in Arizona? Is it in Tehachapi, California?
That's right.
Through every cycle, when you have a civilization that is lost, it is always going to be, if the planet itself is not destroyed, there will be a shifting on the poles. Many places that are above the water will obviously be beneath. And in the process of healing and rebuilding, Mother is continually alert and awake and rebuilding from inside this oven, this living mechanism, this fire pit, whatever you want to call it. Only it is in the circulation system of Mother, because in the heart of Mother is another dwelling place that I'm not going to talk about now because it isn't applicable to the subject in point. With the destruction of civilization goes down with this civilization great wealth, which is intentionally guarded, if you will, and put into safety against the day of need for reclamation. And there will always be the ones who come at the right time, and it's not mystical. They usually won't fly in on silver space wings. Sometimes that happens, and the guardians are brought. But most often, the guardians will simply be birthed into that space and come into recognition of what their purpose is. Now, how will you know? If you looked at two piles of gold, how would you know? Always man has reached the point in evolution, and this is why I will tell you now that what they are calling Atlantis is not. The city being unearthed now, called Atlantis, is not. But it would fit on any street in the United States. They have flush toilets. They cannot find the source of their electricity, but they have lighting, obviously. It is the city below that level that they better be looking for, because it is more advanced technologically than are you. So know that every time a civilization outgrows its technological ability to handle what you have created in balance, in harmony, destruction comes. You reap it. You bring it on itself. But how can you know? You can look at it. You can look at it. It may even bear the mark of the human. Because obviously there was experiencing humans. But you're going to find something in every instance that is beyond your explanation. In the Philippines, mark my words, and I'm going to get some confirmations, I already hear ringing. Within one of these hills is like a pyramid filled with gold. But it is like the pyramid is turned inside out, and the walls are so polished that there is no way man of today could have done it. Now you have facilities on your place right now under this town where you can tunnel with machinery bigger than a house. And as it tunnels, it reduces all of that dirt into molten polymer and lines. It will bubble up out here in Mojave Desert. But I am talking about marble, polished to gemstone quality, and it houses that gold. And yes, there are ones who tend it. And yes, there are ones in charge of it. And these are going to be the most humble ones you will ever run into, awaiting the proof that the time is right for the sharing. Because great responsibility is placed, whether they consciously know it or do not know it. They are waiting for the sign that says they know what I am supposed to know. And there's no way if they were not real. You see, I can confront ones like Brother Philip, who claims to have the keys to the treasure of El Dorado. And I say, it's time, brother. Let's put up or shut up. And let me tell you, he denounces God and shuts up. That is not what you're going to find in the Philippines, my friends. A portion of that wealth to rebuild civilization resides there. Will you be worthy of it? Will you have capability of reclaiming and using it? The way you're headed, it doesn't look like you're going to need it. What value could it be? May as well remain at the bottom. But if your civilization shows desire to rebirth itself, those things will come. And the things that you need to provide wherewithal to pass through this time, this passage. Your enemy is not going to give it to you willingly, although your enemy will do more for you than you understand, because he's greedy. And if you bring him a good project, he will give you the money. So let us not be foolish. You are humans in a human environment. And if you want to make this transition, you will do it right. That means you will protect what you have. And it takes a while for ones to trust us. And I'm not throwing stones at anyone out there. Dharma has more trouble than any of you. Because she writes it. She says, oh, what if I am wrong? Well, you don't know whether or not you're wrong until it's proven. But I think you're getting proof that to go into irrevocable trust is not your answer. When they get ready to take your money, they come and take it. Getting de-citizenized isn't your answer. So you may as well go with a corporation like Hatton said in Nevada, where you will have privacy and sovereignty. Because you stick around with Hatton and you're going to find that those corporations are sovereign. Can they get at you? Yes. But not so readily if you keep your mouth shut and you stay small. Put your ego over here and call your company something beside your name, or label it your enemy's name. Let them get him. Who do you want to get rid of? Set up a corporation in his name and spread it around. I knew that Desiree would have the answer.
Excuse me.
Yes.
One more thing. What is the significance of this giant crystal ball that I see here in Tehachapi? It's located somewhere in a very, very tall mountain, close to a very flat bed of mountain. When I was going around here one time, I saw it. It's
well,
very huge.
You're unique, yes. It's a navigation.
What is that for?
It's communication, navigation. If you saw the whole of it, and I'm not going to have him because he's also done some investigation, and he's curious about what it is. But you see, many of you have traveled this way before, and that's why you pulled back here. That crystal is over 2 miles in diameter. It's like a flower. It's magnificent. It is beyond beauty of anything that any of you can even touch in your minds. And yet it's alive. And it is literally the communications navigation center, the heartbeat of this planet. And therefore of this corner, this segment of your universe. And yes, it is. And it resides right under where these ones live. And not many ones are able to live on that area, except on the fringes. You'll find most of the area of that crystal pretty barren. And you will also find, if you look, that tunnels have been dug right to it. They know better than to touch it. And one reason that you will find many of the beam thrust against you are simply diverted. They just don't get through to this area. Because there is no intention of allowing you in your primitive games to damage that crystal. We have separated it from the mountain. It sits in a plasmic cradle. And if we need to, we lift it right out. And how fortunate for you ones who sit on it. We're going to lift like 6 miles out if we have to. We've got a 26-mile shield around here. And it's not like a perfect circle. It takes in all of the things that we will need, including Edwards Air Force Base. That one comes and goes because there are a lot of things they do out there we don't really approve of. And we watch. They know we watch. The cosmospheres, there are three stationed there all the time, observing. And they keep trying to launch off warheads and things that are no-nos out here in space. And they blow up their pads and they do all sorts of things. And they go out there and they rebuild them all. They're doing that now. And then they
Russian satellites.
Oh yes. Yes. Shoot down a few Russian satellites.
Can I speak a little bit about the Tehachapi Mountains, or can I get you to speak a little bit of the Tehachapi Mountains?
Well, let's see what you know.
All right. There has been a temple on one of the mountains at about an elevation of 6,000 feet.
Is that a question for me?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think there might have been? And what kind of, what do you mean by temple?
Or a building. My daughter has had dreams about there being a temple there, and we have hiked up to that mountain. And I find a large piece, like about a foot by foot, maybe 2 feet, and there's more than one piece. It's cruder than cement, but it is cemented together with some kind, and it looks like it has been man-made but ancient. Is that possible?
Oh yes, you have honor your natives. Honor the ones with the oral traditions, because that's the only historical record that you actually have. All man-made documents have been tampered with.
Mm-hmm.
Always. Always. So the only truth that you have is that which you hold in your mind from past experiences. That which you have seen as you've traveled. And something will trigger that memory. Many things you have that through your perception of time, through this sequence of evolvement, simply continue to grow. Just because civilizations die does not mean the crystal dies, for instance. And what may have started as a mile is now almost three. This type of thing is what I'm talking about. Don't get hung up on these things, because all of you have experienced before. And I cannot answer you, was there a temple there? Of course there were buildings there, and some of the most precious of all sacred artifacts are in this area. And the Indians knew it. You see, in this area, you're going to look up, and if you look up historical data of this area, and I'm not even going to bother to look it up for you. Dharma doesn't know about it. I'm not going to pain her with it. But you're going to find that the ones in this valley call themselves humans. Now that means something. Of course they had a different name, and I'm not even going to deal with that. They have grown now into integration with the Shoshones, etc. But God called his people human. So you ones who came to this country or went to Australia and did not even consider this elite 300, let me tell you. The origins of that committee of 300 came to these nations and pronounced those beings to be non-human and set out to destroy them. They are the humans. They have been written out of your Bible. They have been written out of your history. And you have to put up with them cluttering up your history now, because they will oversweep you like the wind. when they get it all together, and they're going to get it together, my friends. They lived in balance. They knew of the importance of this place. They knew of the crystal, and you will get only hushed tones if you ask an ancient seer or a medicine man who has studied and been a receiver of this oral tradition. You will get hushed tones when he answers you, and he will avoid your answering you at all. It was to be taken from the memories of most of the travelers, even of the ancients. And they purposely began to travel around the area. It was so precious. When ones ask you about the four corners, you will answer Arizona. No, this was the four corners. This is where all the corners met, right over the top of that crystal.
I have been here before, and I know it. That's why I'm here now. I can't prove it to myself, but I know it. I don't know how I know it.
There are some things you can have faith in. George Bush is not one of them. Ones would say, oh well, I know, I have faith in that one, and I have faith in that one, and Brother Joe over at the Baptist Church, I have faith in him. Don't have faith like that in any man. Have faith in God. Distrust every man until he proves otherwise. Be wary always. Don't just be open. Please.
I had a vision of people, of multitude of people being all over the valley and into the mountains. And they were looking up into the sky, and there were people floating in the sky. They were just floating, and some of them were dropping down. And some of them had little black boxes on their back. Is there something to that?
I would suggest you read Sipa Pu Abasi. And let's just get our timing right.
Yeah.
It is recognized Tehachapi itself is translated as land of plenty, acorns. That was the food, the staff of life for these Indians. Clear water and much wind, and I believe that you can see from the windmills that there is a lot of wind here, and the trees as they grow. If you're in the proper placement in this valley, you don't have much wind. You're protected. But what it actually means is Tehashape, the valley, the blessed valley of radiance. And those names are protected. Those of you from Texas, you see, that name, Tejas, means something. In many instances, it was stolen. But you will find many ones coming from that state, because that was to be your re-entry into this experience so that you could end up here today. And you will have all sorts of uncommon coincidences. Once ask me, well, I guess you must believe and have a theory of conspiracy. What do you want me to say? When you look at the conspirators and what they've done to your world. An interesting speaker said, no, I don't, I am not a theorist of conspiracy. I am a theorist of coincidence. Everything must be a big coincidence. Nothing is a coincidence. But you are led to believe it is, because They can hide their dirty work and their dirty laundry behind that. Because if they can convince you it isn't real, that they didn't do it, even if you saw them do it, they've won. This is a most remarkably precious place. It is protected. It will be protected. It is even naturally protected. It is a portion of Lemuria, never having been immersed. That doesn't mean you're not going to find fossils on the mountains. You're going to have to understand what it is we're talking about. This has ridden out. And more than that, it will ride it out again. It doesn't mean you won't shake, rattle, and some of you roll. But as the Pacific plate thrusts under the North American tectonic plate, it will thrust this area up. The northern part of the Mojave Desert will rise with it. And that kind of rising will cause great suction because of all the tunneling and the depletion and the liquefaction along the coastline will cause it to suck under as that plate comes thrusting down and up. It is exactly the way the Himalayan mountains are formed. This is what makes it such a wondrous place. But it's also why we know it will be safe, because we intend to make it so. And yet you always work from the mathematical probabilities, and then you provide for the possibilities.
Would that include the San Gabriel Mountains in terms of the upliftment during the tectonic thrust? Is that iffy?
It may, but they're going to undergo a lot of trauma. It will not be like the southern Tehachapis.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, intelligent mankind has even gone into those mountains, and where it makes a natural groove along the fault line, he puts his aqueduct. You can be guaranteed that the lifelines to the coast will be cut.
Well, it's very evident on the fault studies that I've been privileged to study.
Well, so. You ones who have seen this valley as what it is, feel blessed for that. Because others of you work in the blindness, and it must be that way. So share those visions and the knowingness with your brother.
Very beautiful valley. Those mountains are very beautiful.
Excuse me.
Please.
I'm working on a project as far as dissemination of information that I gather here. And I was wondering if this is if this is significant at all, and if you also hear when I call you. Every time I ask for confirmation, what I'm doing.
Of course. It's very hard for me to confront you in this room, in this public place, because of who you are. Please understand that I must speak through this person here, and I must protect her and you, and there are things I do not want her to know. Please.
So you're saying that the project is quite...
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You've got it. And we will not disappoint you.
Thank you.
Anybody else dare before I leave?
Dare.
No, I just want to thank you 100,000 times and more.
I'll count.
I know.
I'm on like a broken record, and because I know it's a very great privilege to have studied what I have studied and the information that I have been privileged to know, and it's scary sometimes, but I never regret it. And if it wasn't because the brothers have kicked my ass at Seth all the time, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be what I am today.
If you didn't have those experiences, you couldn't be what you are today. And I receive, on behalf of the comrades who've come to serve you and look after you, you're the other half of the crew. And I come through, I realize, with further knowledge, I was brighter than you. I stopped off where it was more comfortable than you.
Yeah.
That proves to you that I am brighter.
Well, it's nice to hear I told you so. Okay, many times people or myself rant and rave about and complain and throw our tantrums.